It is the weekend. It's the weekend over Zoom. It's John Gibbons hosting. I'm at home today. I needed to be at home, so we're trying it over Zoom. But the best thing about Zoom is it opens up the world of Amphio Rap contributors to us. We could have got anyone. And Neil's come through for me. Absolutely. Lola Katz Roberts. We've got Martin Fitzgerald. Hopefully, we've got Leon joining us at some point as well. But I've messed around with the time a lot, and he's sort of tried his best. So that is my fault as well. But thanks, guys, for joining us in various locations. Appreciate it.
No problem. Happy to be here.
I think me and Martin are probably in similar locations.
I'm not in London. I'm in Nottingham.
Shouldn't have assumed.
not with an international man of mystery like Martin. You know, it could have been anywhere. Could have been anywhere, but it is Nottingham today. Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about managers and long-term plans, and it's hooked into the weekend's football action. Liverpool lost on Saturday, and then Manchester United and Chelsea both won. The other two have both recently changed their managers. There were plenty of Liverpool fans who would like to change our manager, and the weekend's results are seen as further proof that we should be doing that. I will be speaking later to Jay Marty to find out a little bit more from him on what Michael Carrick has changed. But it is interesting to me. I'll start with you, Lola. The fact that it is Chelsea and Manchester United who have gone, and they have seen more positive results, and people have said we need to do what they're doing. If someone from FSG was in the room now, they would argue that copying Chelsea and or Manchester United is a dreadful idea for success. They've come in and basically said, we're going to do the opposite of those guys, and haven't had unlimited success, but we have had more success over the last 10 years than they have. More league titles, there's a European Cup, a World Club Championship. I think it is not unreasonable to say that Liverpool have been and probably continue to be a better run club than both of those. Yeah, there's a determination amongst our fans to act a bit more like them. And the pathetic thing is, Lola, I can't help agree with it sometimes when you're watching how fun it is, because we're all just crying out for a little bit of fun. But it's an interesting one, isn't it? And it brings in the whole idea of long-term sensibleness versus, can I just watch my team win on Saturday, please?